Hare Krishna. Japa Book, Chapter 12. Krishna is capable of protecting us. We're generally not aware that things we strive for in this world, either subtly or grossly, are anatta, contrary to our true purposes. They actually cause us misery. What we really need is our one true artha, our true wealth, love for Krishna. Krishna is described in the first chapters of the Srimad Bhagavatam as the Param Satyam, the Absolute Truth, as the source of all incarnations, and as majestic and all-powerful. But we meet him personally for the first time in the Bhagavatam's seventh chapter, just after Asatama has beheaded Draupadi's five sons and Arjuna has vowed to capture the assassin. Arjuna is armed with his Gandiva bow and is in close pursuit. Krishna, the Absolute Truth and the source of all the Purusha avatars, is driving his chariot, serving his devotee. When Asatama released a Brahmastra to protect himself, Arjuna turns to Krishna for shelter. He says, "O my Lord Sri Krishna, you are the almighty personality of Godhead. There is no limit to your different energies. Therefore, only you are competent to instill fearlessness in the hearts of your devotees. Everyone in the flames of material miseries can find the path of liberation in you alone, in you only." Srimad Bhagavatam 1.7.22. Arjuna has stated two things about Krishna. First, he says that Krishna has unlimited power. As Mahavishnu, the universes emanate from him. But that doesn't define the limit of Krishna's power. He has power without end. Arjuna also says that Krishna saves his devotees from fear. Bhaktanam abhayankara. Therefore, only Krishna can protect us. And he is the only true and ultimate shelter. What will it take for us to believe these words? To know that Krishna will care for us fully, both in difficult times and at the most difficult time? How do we trust him? Accepting the reality of Krishna's protection is called Sharanagati, the doorway to bhakti. Without Sharanagati, we cannot actually begin to love Krishna. Only when we surrender can we have confidence that parallels Arjuna's. Arjuna was not confident in his own strength, abilities, intelligence, beauty, learning, family, or wealth. Conditioned souls tend to take shelter of whatever they think gives them power. But when it comes to the desire to serve Krishna, these have limited value. And when it comes to attaining Goloka Vrindavan, they have no value. Whatever material assets we have are insufficient. Because devotees recognize this fact, like Arjuna, the powerful warrior with his Gandiva bow, they humbly turn to Krishna. I have no hope unless you accept me and are merciful to me. I am yours. Please protect me. This giving of the self to Krishna is the process of surrender. Surrender means giving up the concept that we are separate from him, that we are his competitors. It means accepting our actual position as his tiny servants, fully under his protection. Great Vaishnavas don't feel the need to understand Krishna's plans or reasons for their suffering. They have given everything to Krishna and he has purchased them. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur writes, "Kotripte varanam tata." Krishna is my maintainer, my master. Like a cow purchased by its owner and kept on a rope, the devotee accepts Krishna's service. The devotee accepts Krishna's complete shelter. The master may feed the devotee or not, but there is no question of the devotee leaving the master's shelter. The result of allowing ourselves to be fully maintained by Krishna is that it fills us with a sense of belonging to Krishna. If we belong to Krishna, then Vishwam Purna Sukhayate, we become happy. Imagine always living with the most wonderful person, acting solely for his pleasure, and feeling ourselves always maintained and protected by him. Surrendered devotees are not in anxiety because they rest always in Krishna's hands. Fear. The Srimad Bhagavatam assures us that Krishna is Bhaktivatsal, affectionate to his devotees. What stops us from giving ourselves to him in devotion? What are we hoping to gain from this world? More to the point, what do we fear? Srila Prabhupada has said that we fail to surrender because we doubt whether Krishna is a person, especially a person who loves his devotees. In other words, we suffer from atheistic tendencies, but our misconception leaves us alone in the universe. If we fail, if we fall, will Krishna be there to catch us? We aren't sure. The best antidote for doubt is full faith in Shastra, where Krishna points to himself as our, quote, seed-giving father. Bhagavad Gita 14.4. Less than best, but still essential to removing our deepest doubts, is experience. What molds our mentality to allow us that experience is attentive and thoughtful hearing. What molds our mentality to allow us that experience is attentive and thoughtful hearing. We should also try to live a life that attracts Krishna's mercy so that we can witness his kindness and tolerance firsthand. We can trust Krishna because he's infallible. He falls neither from his all-powerful position nor his bhaktivatsal nature. Krishna will not suddenly become selfish or reject us. Still, Krishna protects us in proportion to our surrender. If we want full protection, we must surrender fully. When Draupadi was being stripped in the assembly of Kurus, she eventually called out with full dependence, "Hey Govinda," Krishna said, "this call from her has put me in her debt, and that indebtedness is gradually increasing in my heart." Nectar Devotion, page 166. If we just once sincerely call out, "Krishna, please accept me, please allow me to serve you, I am yours," Krishna will never forget us and will never let us go. Sakrit eva papanos yas tava smriti tayachate abayam savada tasmai dadam yitad vitam mama. If one surrenders unto me sincerely, saying, "My Lord, from this day I fully surrender to you, I always give him protection. That is my vow." Ramayan Yudhyakand, 1833. Srila Prabhupada writes about the surrendered soul, Kunti Devi. Kunti is described here as sati, or chaste, due to her unalloyed devotion to Lord Krishna. A chaste devotee of the Lord does not look to others, namely any other living being or demigod, even from deliverance from danger. That was all along the characteristic of the whole family of the Pandavas. They knew nothing except Krishna, and therefore the Lord was always ready to help them in all respects and in all circumstances. That is the transcendental nature of the Lord. He reciprocates the dependence of the devotee. One should not therefore look for help from imperfect living beings or demigods. Best, one should look for help from Lord Krishna, who is competent to save his devotees. Such a chaste devotee also never asks the Lord for help, but the Lord, out of his own accord, is always anxious to render it. Srimad Bhagavatam 1.8.17 purport. Lord Narayan's words to Durvasa Muni on this point are both encouraging and instructive. Quote, "I am completely under the control of my devotees. Indeed, I am not at all independent. Because my devotees are completely devoid of material desires, I sit only within the core of their hearts. And what to speak of my devotees, even those who are devotees of my devotees, are very dear to me." End of quote from Srimad Bhagavatam 9.4.63 and end of chapter 12 of the Japa book. Hare Krishna.